On March 29th, CNN had a big launch.
A historic day for CNN as you are watching the first live broadcast on our brand new streaming service. We hope you'll join us here every day.
The service is called CNN Plus. It's the news network's most significant push into streaming so far. They'd spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the service. And they'd hired a bunch of big-name talent, like...
I'm Chris Wallace.
I'm Audie Cornish.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria, and you're watching my women's health body scan.
They also built out a whole slate of new shows and teed up a big marketing push. But now, CNN Plus is dead. It's shutting down on April 30th.
This thing launched a month ago, not even a month ago, and it's already history. Throw in the amount of money that CNN and parent company Warner Media had invested into this thing. $300 million per my sources, some of the big name talent they hired. And this is a colossal mishap, but certainly just, how does this happen?
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Limaw. It's Friday, April 22nd. Coming up on the show, the short life and quick death of CNN Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Our colleague Joe Flint covers media. And he says that a few years ago, executives at CNN wanted the network to get into streaming.
CNN felt, like many people in the industry do now, that it is important to establish a direct-to-consumer relationship with your audience. Fox News has done this with Fox Nation, which actually has had some success, and CNN felt it should be in there. And that's because, of course, more and more people are cutting the cord to cable. So the leadership at CNN felt it was very important to plant a flag in this space and get out there because it will be the future.
What they came up with was CNN Plus, a streaming service that would sell for $5.99 a month. And this service wasn't going to be the same CNN as you'd see on TV.
What you think of CNN for was not on this app. The content on it is more sort of news, light, and entertainment, I would say. The content was not necessarily breaking CNN news coverage. There's a big story coming out of Ukraine. You're not going to find it on CNN Plus.
So then what kind of shows are on it?
Wolf Blitzer did do sort of a daily show, and Brian Stelter, their media critic, had a daily show. But you also had Jake Tapper's book club, and an Anderson Cooper show about parenting. And Chris Wallace, who they paid lots of money to woo over from Fox News, was doing a show where he was mostly interviewing aging celebrities like William Shatner and Joan Collins. But this was not a place that said breaking news.
And why was the programming on CNN Plus so different from CNN on cable?
Because of CNN's relationship with its pay TV distributors, the giant cable and satellite operators like Comcast and Charter and DirecTV, who pay CNN a lot of money to carry their network, CNN is limited on how much similar content they can put on a different service. So CNN is obviously mostly live news and live news analysis and breaking news. And if they were to suddenly create an app that basically echoed all that, they were potentially going to be in breach of their distribution agreements with those big operators.
Jeopardizing its agreements with big operators was something CNN couldn't afford to do.
As much as we talk about people are cutting the cord and streaming is the future, it's the revenue from those big cable and satellite operators that keeps CNN going. That is still the big business. That is the major revenue stream they have, and it needs to be protected. It may be changing, but they can't risk alienating those folks by putting a very similar product on the app.
Despite these limitations, CNN plowed ahead anyway, and it poured tons of money into building CNN Plus.
CNN so far had spent around $300 million, and part of that was building the platform for the service. Part of that was wooing talent, hiring producers, and CNN executives and Warner Media executives estimated that they were going to have to spend another $750 million over the next few years to get this thing where they really wanted.
And inside CNN, was everyone on board with this new direct-to-consumer streaming service?
From the reporters and some producers I've talked to, and of course, it's a big organization, so I can't generalize. I think the concept, yes, but I think there was confusion even inside CNN about what this thing was going to be and what the programming was and whether that $5.99 price tag was too much. So it was one of those things where people recognized that, well, obviously CNN has to be in the streaming space. How can we exist in news if we're not in the streaming space? But at the same time, it's like, wait, we can't have breaking news on this thing 24/7. Wait, we're going to have lifestyle shows. Well, is that what our audience wants? So that's where the confusion came in and the concerns from, you know, some CNN people I talked to.
And while CNN Plus was in the works, a major change was brewing. CNN and its parent company, Warner Media, were about to be sold to a new owner. That new owner, Discovery, which runs the Food Network, HGTV, and of course, the Discovery Channel.
And CNN Plus was originally supposed to launch much earlier, but the merger, these other things, you know, obviously just threw everything into a little bit of chaos for a while. So that was kind of the backdrop here. And then as the deal progressed, basically there were two tracks going. This deal's closing and Warner is trying to get CNN Plus off the ground.
But while negotiations over the sale were progressing, another problem went unnoticed.
Discovery, which is going to be the new owner, is not yet sold on the idea of CNN Plus. So there was a little bit of beat the clock going on here. Based on some of my reporting, I do think the Warner people felt it would be better for them to get this out and into the marketplace before the deal closed. Perhaps thinking that it'll be out there and then Discovery will embrace it as a new member of its family, whereas Discovery looked at it as a kid it was not interested in adopting and sent it back to the orphanage.
But CNN goes ahead with the launch of CNN Plus on March 29th. How did that go?
The launch didn't exactly blow the world up. I think there was some confusion even about how one got the app. You didn't go to the app store and download CNN Plus. You had to basically, you know, refresh or get a new version of CNN.com, and then CNN Plus was in there, and then you subscribed to it through that.
Because I just tried to download it, and I'm like, this is just CNN.
Right. In there somewhere, though, is a way to then subscribe to the app itself. But yes, it just seemed like, shouldn't this be a standalone thing? And the initial downloads weren't great. You know, my understanding is that there's fewer than 100,000 CNN Plus subscribers. As of today, I've seen other outlets say the number's more like 150,000. But either way, not a spectacular start.
Days after the launch of CNN Plus, the new owners took over, and they decided to take drastic action. After the break, the final days of CNN Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Even before CNN Plus launched, Joe says executives at Discovery had big questions. They were worried that the content wasn't newsy enough, that the price tag for subscribers was too high, and that CNN had more important problems to solve.
Unlike, say, Fox News, CNN's ratings fluctuate on the news of the day. And they've really been in something of a tailspin since the election, since the last 2020 presidential election. So they've been struggling. They've been struggling in primetime. They've been struggling in daytime. There's some real significant issues that need to be addressed there. And the thinking of the new ownership was, this is what needs to be fixed. And this app isn't going to help fix any of that.
Also, Discovery had its own streaming plans that went beyond CNN.
The Discovery chief executive, David Zaslav, is not a fan of a lot of individual networks having their own streaming service. He'd rather find a way to put CNN content in with Discovery when they sort of combine all their various entertainment assets into a one-size-fits-all streaming thing. He'd rather sell you one big service than eight little ones.
Joe's sources at Discovery say they did try to communicate all these concerns to CNN and its parent Warner Media, but there was only so much they could say before the deal closed.
To the folks at Discovery, they really feel like you guys knew new ownership was coming in. You should have pumped the brakes on this months ago. Why would you even go forward with this and commit those sort of financial resources and hire this many people knowing that you were going to be out the door and that someone else is going to be stuck with the bill having to figure this thing out?
But Joe says his sources at Warner Media disagree. They say that Discovery was aware of their plans and didn't raise red flags. When and how did Discovery executives decide that CNN Plus had to be shut down?
Well, I think they were thinking this before the deal closed. But basically, on April 11th, which was not long after the deal did close, the new brass went to meet with the old bosses at CNN and basically went through everything about CNN Plus, the finances, strategy, and they quickly made a determination that their beliefs about the prospects for this thing were right and best to bail now.
According to Joe's reporting, there was one executive in particular who wanted a fast decision on CNN Plus. That was Chris Licht, who Discovery had just hired to run the network.
According to people I spoke with, Chris Licht, the new head of CNN, who hasn't even started yet, really wanted to get this off his plate before he took over the network and started addressing some of those other issues we talked about earlier with their schedule.
How was this news shared with CNN employees?
So CNN staffers and CNN Plus employees first found out that this was coming in a memo that Chris Licht sent early Thursday morning. I'll read you some snippets from the memo. He said that the decision is not a reflection on CNN, the talent and hardworking people who poured their heart and soul into building and flawlessly launching CNN Plus. But he also said that basically it didn't fit in to their strategy. Then they held a town hall, and I had the privilege of listening in to it, and it was a tough call. It was an hour-long call, and some people were emotional, of course, and Chris Licht acknowledged this is not an ideal situation. His exact quote was, "This is a uniquely shitty situation." And he said, you know, that this could have been avoided. He and J.B. Perrette, the senior Discovery Warner executive who oversees streaming, said, look, the lessons are more conversation and more alignment on strategy so you don't end up in the position where suddenly there's a disconnect that impacts people in a very nasty way.
So how is it going to impact people?
Well, for the producers and directors and camera people and everyone else they hired, it's going to be tough. They will be given the opportunity to apply for jobs at CNN and elsewhere in the Warner Brothers Discovery empire. They will continue to get paid and get benefits for 3 more months, but obviously not all of them are going to be able to find new work.
This decision to shut down CNN Plus comes a day after Netflix announced it had lost subscribers and saw its stock fall 35%. What does all of this say about the current state of streaming?
Streaming is tougher than it looks. Netflix, they actually lose subscribers, first time in more than a decade. And not only that, they forecast they're going to lose more subscribers in the second quarter. So their stock gets hammered because there's a realization that streaming may be the future, but in terms of it being a profitable, nothing but rainbows and pots of gold there business, that remains to be seen. And I think that was another concern with CNN Plus. There's so many services out there, even if you've got a great brand name like CNN, that doesn't necessarily guarantee success.
And does this story say more about the state of streaming or the whims of new management?
I think it says more about the whims of new management. No one's doubting that streaming is a viable business or that it's the key to the future and how people are going to be getting their entertainment for decades to come. And in the case of CNN, I think this was really the whims of new management. Happens all the time. Get a new boss, they have a different vision, and suddenly your dream is not their dream, and your business goes away.
That's all for today, Friday, April 22nd. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Your hosts are Ryan Knutson and me, Kate Linebaugh. The show is produced by Annie Baxter, Catherine Brewer, Shyla Duff, Pia Gadkari, Rachel Humphreys, Brendan Klinkenberg, Matt Kwong, Annie Minoff, Laura Morris, Afif Nasuli, Enrique Perez de la Rosa, Sarah Platt, Aaron Randall, Alan Rodriguez Espinosa, Pierce Singy, Mark Sovel, Catherine Whalen, and Victoria Whitley Berry. Our engineers are Griffin Tanner and Nathan Singapak, with help this week from Marcus Bagala and Bobby Lord. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week from Catherine Anderson, John Kimbrough, Peter Leonard, Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, Nathan Singapak, So Wiley, and Blue Dot Sessions. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasulka. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.